Tov. This month, because I didn't know you guys, and I have to know you, and the more I know you, I know we had in 20 minutes introduction together, so it is in the cassette, it sounds weird, but the more I know you, I know which kind of a meditation to do with you. Because every Rosh Chodesh has a phenomenal meditation for that month. And when the moon comes full, that's another meditation. There are two meditations that we do during 1 month. And this is to receive that energy of that month. There is a reason that each month we have different moon. It's not the same moon. Each moon, and we know that moon affects the water on the earth. 80% of my body is water, so therefore moon has direct effect on my emotions. By me recognizing the energy and the activity of the moon, I can control my emotions. And when I become in control of my emotions, that's the beginning of starting to control my thought. None of us have yet learned how to control thought. When everything is goody-goody, nicey-nicey, the thought goes, everything flows beautifully. But as soon as we tackle a problem, or there is a chaos in our life, that thought takes me to wrong places, my emotion becomes chaotic, and I lose control. All of us, we get angry on nothing. Because we are not in control of our emotion. We cannot hold back. We are like the Mabul. That is the Noah storm that came and destroyed the whole life. What was this storm? We know that whenever Torah says Maim, water, means Torah, means Shefa, means the goodness, the energy, the love of Hashem. Now this month, this love, this energy, this Shefa is tremendous. Tremendous. That's why it's such a difficult month called Cheshvan. That means to lasot cheshbon. To make calculation. What calculation? 51 days from Elul, which is the Virgo, we started to pray and prep ourselves for Rosh Hashanah. From Rosh Hashanah till the end, 22 days, that is 51 days I prayed. 51 days I did soul searching, 51 days I did Sukkah, I did Kippur, I did Rosh Hashanah, I did Teshuvah, I did, went back and I said, God, those are the problems that I have and I want to take care of it, I want to have a good heart, I want to have a good future. And God is answering me, says, take it, pours it because of all the prayers I have done. The only problem is that we are in Galut. Now don't laugh at me, please. Just take me lightly. After all that, suddenly puts me in a world called Halloween. Hey, what happened to you? You were Simchat Torah, running after the Torah, hugging the Torah, kissing the Torah. You were promising in Rosh Hashanah you're going to be a good boy, good girl, that you're going to change your ways, that you're going to be better. And then around the corner comes some idea called. And it's very naivete, it's very simple. Well, it's a balmaskeis. I'm not doing anything. I'm just making myself ridiculously looking different. I'm getting together with everybody else. Now what's wrong with that? And I'm taking a pumpkin. Just get a devil eyes into it. The uglier it is, the vicious, more vicious it is, the better it is. Where are we? Where is this head? You crossed the bridge. You thought everything is finished. Where are you? That's important to ask. That how my head really gives up. From one side wants to be holy and close to Hashem, and from another second sees everybody is making a... It's a balmaske only, it's a very friendly thing. But what is your consciousness? Six months ago, when we were at the Eris, sign of Eris, Nisan, Passover, God told us, make a seder in your life. Put seder in your life. And taught me for 6 months how to put seder and discipline in my life. Before we go further, I'd like to make some review. Who can tell me what was the purpose of creation? Why God created all this? Huh? Who? No, but why did he created me to do like this? What is the goal of creation? Goal of creation. Yes, please. To give what?
Part of himself.
Oh, that's the next step. First, let's look at the goal of the creation. The goal of creation, God wants to create a vessel to receive pleasure. Nothing else. Pleasure. That is the purpose, the goal of the creation, that there will be a vessel, a receiver, that receives all the pleasures and so infinite amount of pleasure that this vessel can handle continuously. And is we gave an example, is like a mother that gave birth and her breast is full of milk, and what the mother wants, the baby to take the milk. The more she takes the baby takes the milk, the mother feels better. More, more. That's why the mothers like to feed the baby so much. Just take it, take it, take it. That's the same thing. That's the goal. What was the problem? I am willing, able, ready, God. Suck it to me. Give me all the pleasures. I can sit down for you and write a Esther Megillah for you. How much you can give me pleasures? Why don't you give it to me? What was the problem? What is the problem? Why God didn't make a life and God created in the world that was infinitum, God created a vessel that received infinitum pleasure. What was the problem? What was the problem?
There are certain rules that you need to follow.
Why? What rules? God, don't you want me to enjoy myself? I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to tell you what a good God you are.
Shame.
Very good. How much can you eat for free? I know some chutzpah people that they can see, you know, you can have a pretty big stomach. There's no end to it. He's right. But there is an aspect called shame. We are talking about the creator and the receiver. So now became another aspect necessary called the tikkun. What is tikkun in Hebrew? Literally meaning is correction. But it's not tikkun, it's not correction really. Tikkun means something that is not complete through a process to bring it into completion. So at first there was a vessel. And the Creator gave all the lights and all the pleasures that the vessel can handle. And the vessel came to Hashem and said, Hashem, look, I am only a receiver. And I'm only receiving and I don't feel good. What can I do for you? He says, nothing. You don't have to do anything for me. Just take it. He says, but I don't feel good only to take. You know what? I want to be like you. I want to be you share. You want to give me pleasure. I want to have a chance to give you a pleasure. I want to be like you. You share, I want to share. The vessel asked. So that brought a tikkun, that brought a way called process. This life that we are in it, this life that we go and come back, keep on revolving day, night, and look at the heart, up, down, up, down, up, down, one day good, one day bad, one day happy, one day cry, one day fight, one day be successful, one day fail, up and down, is the process. This life is the process for me to reach the goal. That to be Beyom Ahu, that there will be a day, Adonai, that the Hashem, that the Creator be one, and Shmo, the vessel, be one too. One to one relation with no shame. In order for me to reach the goal, I need to go through a process. We said that when we are born as a baby, and this is our nature, look at the nature, because we said the most beautiful teacher in the world is the nature. Nature is going to teach us. Every animal, every tree, every star, every planet is there to teach me about the truth. Tells me that you come to this world, you go through experiences, and for sure you have to leave. And you don't know your tomorrow. And you don't know when you're going to die. But there are certain energies in you that keeps you going. If I go with the energy, I utilize the energy because the energy is there to help me to reach my goal. If I go against the energy, I use heat, I use force, I use energy that finally gonna kill me. But if I learn to use the energy, eventually I will reach a time, a space, a place that I will not die again. Immortality will be the finality. But this will not happen without the tikkun. When we are born, as a nature tells me that I have with the desire to receive for oneself alone. Look at the baby, put your hand in the finger in the hand of the baby grabs it. The baby becomes 2-3 years old. I want this, I want this, give me this, give me that, give me this. Some people, till age of 25, 30, 40, 50, 60, still they are in the world of give me, give me, give me, give me. Me, I, and myself. They don't have no understanding of what sharing is, what giving is, what giving your right for sake of someone else. So we come to this world and see that the nature that God gives us at first is desire to receive for oneself alone, for me. Everything is for me. I want a good car, I want a good home, I want a good wife, I want a good husband, I want a lot of money. Everything for who? For me. And God says yes. Till age of 13 or 10, as the case may be, 10 in case of a girl, 13 in case of the boy, this energy of desire to receive for oneself alone will be the only government in your body. And will go into your bones, and every part of you will govern everything. Your eyes will be desire to receive for oneself alone. Your ears, your being becomes totally absorbed to desire to receive for oneself alone. At the age of 13 or 10, a new energy kicks in called soul, aspect of the sharing. Now, who is running the show between the soul and the nefesh, which is the life that is in my blood, called nefesh? The soul is the energy that goes above and brings instruction, direction, energy force, chi into my being, into my blood. That's why in my heart there is a pump, this noise is when the soul and the nefesh, the blood, they mix together. It comes, it says, for the purpose of me slowly recognizing. That's why God created male and female. We're going to read the Torah. In order to opposites, as it says, Ezer kenegdo. God created first all the whole world. The first 6 days created everything. On the 6 days, he brought the man and says, man, you are the wise one. I gave my wisdom to you. I created you in my image, in my likelihood. So look at all the animals. And he brought all the animals. Give them a name. And Adam looked at everyone and said, you know what? This is lion. This is a camel. This is a snake. This is an ant. And this is an elephant. And he named them. How did he name them? And God said, wow, I gave you a first mitzvah and you did it perfectly. You gave the name correctly to all of them. Because everything God created, including all the animals, was within the man. Man recognized it. And recognized that all of them come female and male. And then he looked at God and said, where is my female? And immediately God put him to sleep and took one of his bone. What is bone in Hebrew? Ribs is in English. Tzela. Tzela is written tzaddik lamet ayin. Now, tzaddik is 90, lamed is 30, ayin is 70, together becomes 190. Tzela. Now, listen to this. First exercise, for you just to enjoy. Who is Adam? Who is Adam? Whom do we call Adam? Adam is not a human. Everybody is human. But there is a difference between human and human. I know a lot of humans, they are worse than animals. I cannot call them Adam. Adam has certain qualifications. That Adam, in a numerical value, is 45. Aleph 1, Dalet is 4, Mem is 40, 45. Now, 19 plus 26... is equal to 45. What is this 90? Chava is the wife after Adam. And we take Chava, and that becomes 19. Tzela, that he took from Adam, is 10 times 19. 10, we know, is a completion. 0 to 9 writes all the numbers in the world. So Chava represents the completion. Without the Chava. And 26, what is 26? Name of Hashem. When Adam is that person that has the Chava within him, plus with Hashem, then he becomes Adam. That means, if you're not married, simply, you're not Adam yet. And don't forget it. You become Adam if you have a Chava. Now there is more secrets into this. We'll learn slowly that's why when Adam looked and God looked at what the man says, he says, Lotov, it's not good that Adam levado, that he's alone. Ezer kenegdo, I gotta give him somebody that can stand in front of him, look to his eyes and says, man, you gotta change. That's Chava. Slowly. First, we give them the respect. The women are very important. They create all the future. What am I going to go without a future? My future is depends to the woman, because the woman is going to create a son, and the son creates another son, so maybe in 4 generations, 3 generations, I can come back again. Otherwise, how am I going to come back? It's very important. So, after we did this exercise, so we saw that the purpose, the goal of creation is for really me to be able to get all the pleasures in the world. But however, for me to do it, I require to go through a certain process. To not to eat bread of shame. In order to be able to go through the process, God explained the process is the following. Look, I give you first a nature, desire to receive for oneself alone, which is absolutely not like me. And as long as you are not like me, you are further away from me. So if you really want to come close to me, you have to be like me. Because God cannot change. God is the truth. But I can change. We're going to learn that. For that, I can change. God is not going to change. I can be like God. I cannot say, okay, God, do you like me? How about you becoming like me? Now imagine if God becomes selfish. What's going to happen? If God becomes selfish, what do you think is going to happen? Just imagine. He won't exist even 30 seconds. Because he doesn't like competition. Very simple. I am here because he loves me. I continue to be here because he wants me to be continue. The moment this creator doesn't want me to be around, he disconnects his ratzon, his will from me, I won't go back to nothingness. You don't believe it? Look, go to the cemetery. What do you think this body is going to be? The food for all the worms. That's the end of this body. But there is more than to this body. This body has 3 energies in it. We said the nefesh, which is the internal energy which is in my blood. Ruach is that energy that like air goes out, in, to bring energy from above to below. How do you think when we go to sleep, my neshama goes up, we say? This is the ruach. Goes to where? To my neshama. Who is neshama? Is nishama. Is where? Is the source of my being. Where this higher me is closest to the creator. Now before I go to the Torah, I want you to, I don't know whether you guys see this or not. First is neshama. Nun, shin, mim, hey. Second level of me is my ruach, my soul. Nefesh is in my blood, is my life, is nefesh. These are 3 levels of Adam. And we gotta make a tikkun on these 3 levels. Not only 1 level, 3 levels. What is the level of nefesh? Level of nefesh is desire to receive for oneself alone, like an animal. What the animal does? How animal lives? Because only nefesh. But when the soul kicks in, I have the possibility of changing from desire to receive to desire to share likeliness with the creator. And what is my higher self is in my neshama. Now watch this. Take the beginning letter and the end letter. Those that they want to study Kabbalah and Torah. Beginning. The end, first letter of Ruach, last letter of Ruach. First letter of Nefesh, last letter of Nefesh. So it's Nun Shin, Resh Chet, Nun Hey. Add up, it becomes 613 mitzvot. That's why God didn't go through his heart and say, okay, how many mitzvot should I throw to these Jews? 613 is a good figure. Now, in order for me to do tikkun, to go through the process, and I want to tell you guys bottom line. Many of you might not like me. He says, oh, this guy is going to make me put a kippah. I'm not going to make you religious, and I don't want you to become religious. But I want you to know who you are, and how much Jewish you are. And I want you to be proud of what who you are. And that only brings through, comes through knowledge. If you don't have knowledge, out there, it's dark there. Out there are 17 nations that they are not like you. Not that they are not good, they are good for themselves. But slowly you will realize what I honestly mean. So we see, in order to bring the process from the beginning to the end, beginning to the end, beginning to the end, three levels, requires that I do 613 mitzvot. That's the exercise. That's the key that God gives me in order to open channels. Why 613 mitzvot? Because 613 mitzvot I have in my body. 365 new. 365 equal to 365 days of the year. I have nerves that connects elements to elements. Everything, if I move a finger, there's a nerve that goes in my head and the head orders, finger move. There is 365 of them in my body. And there are 248 limbs I have in my body altogether. Together becomes 613. So therefore, 613 mitzvot is not for you and me to say, you know, God is going to tell me I am a good boy if I do His mitzvot. He wouldn't care less if you do it or you don't do it. Because you don't do it for Him. He doesn't need anything. If He needs anything, He's not God. He has given me a key. Those guys that they go and they work muscles in order to create a good biceps, is there a specific exercise to make your biceps strong? In order to make my biceps, I cannot do leg exercise and expect my arms to become strong. Is it possible? I wish it was, but it is not. So in order for me, every limb of me, every nerve in my body to go through the tikkun in three levels, I need 365 days of the year to do 613 mitzvot. Because those are the key, those are the special exercises for my brain, for my eyes, for my ears, for my nose, for my fingers, for my hands, for my legs, to become holy. Now, what is holy? Not H-O-L-L-Y. Rubbish. Whole. W-H. Complete. I don't want to be half good. I want to be all good. That's why Hashem starts the following way. Bereshit, at the beginning. Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim ve et ha-aretz. Because when we understand this Bereshit, we understand why this month of Cheshvan. Because we read the Bereshit in month of Cheshvan. We read especially Noah in month of Cheshvan. And we know what happened at the time of Noah. Let's go. What is Bereshit? In the beginning. Chachamim tells us that the Torah was written 2,000 years prior to this creation. Why? There was another creation? Listen what I read for you. I read it straight from the Torah. It says, Bereshit, at the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. Shamayim v'ta'aretz. V'ha'aretz, that means the ground, not Shamayim, the aretz, hayita. Haita, that means it was. What do you mean it was? Isn't this the beginning? If it is beginning, what is it was? So, he says, yeah, from this beginning, there was another beginning. That beginning resulted in tohu vavohu, chaos. So there was another world prior to this creation. Excuse me, God. Yes. So Hashem comes and says, the Bereshit bara Elokim et haShamayim et haAretz, va'aretz, only the down here. Up there in the Shamayim wasn't chaos. Only down here was chaos. Was before. He says, God, what is this? You had a world before this? He says, yeah. He said, what happened to the world? You know what? It broke. It couldn't handle it. It couldn't handle it. It became chaotic. When our life becomes chaotic? When our life becomes chaotic? I'm going to take you for a trip. When? Yes. What? Discipline? That's what you want to say? Yes. What that means? Listen. What the... hurricane, what brought? Water, right? How much water? Could they handle it? So a lot of anything is no good. Too much of anything, it brings chaos. Because if it is too much of it, and I am not, don't have a vessel, and I'm not ready, and I cannot handle it, that makes what? Chaos. So prior me asking God, give me, give me, give me, give me, because God is going to give me, I got to have what? A vessel. If I am not able to handle it, what am I going to ask for myself? Chaos. For 51 days, we made tefillah, 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 God give me, give me. And at end of the tefillah and Simcha Torah, we read to God, he says, God, we don't want any dew anymore. Tal HaShamayim. What we want from you? Geshem! Pour it on me! He poured. He literally poured the Noah hurricane. And people couldn't handle it. Too much light. The month of Cheshvan is going to be too much light. What is the word that a scorpion use? I create. And we start the book, Breshit. I create. That's why the animal of a Scorpio is, what's the characteristic, the nature of this animal? Sex. Best way of creation. To participate. Sex. She goes, keeps on and find a good male, good tango, good cha-cha, they have a zivug, and then at the end, zoop, he kills the male, eats the male, next in line, he keeps on going till she has enough sperm to create children. Her purpose, her nature, is only for creation. Nothing else. Oh, it's not nice, come on, you had fun and now you kill the guy and eat the guy? Who would do such a thing? That's the nature of the thing. That teaches me that this month, it's going to be so much energy, intense energy. And if you are not ready, if you are not ready to receive it, if you are not ready to handle it, what's going to do to you? One thought. Have you ever got involved with the thought that day and night bothered you? And how do you get out of it? You can't. It's just... paralyzes you with one thought. One thought. And that's this month. But if you are ready and you have a vessel, and you make a vessel, and what is a vessel? What do we call a vessel? A vessel that can bring the light of Hashem. What is that vessel? Called Ratzon. Wheel. If you have a wheel, Hashem is there to help you. But if your will is for destruction, Hashem is not there to help you. But there are negative forces that they are ready to help in the destruction. But if you want to go the way of the truth and the way of correctness, Hashem is there to help you. To give you the power. What it is that do I want? He puts it in the name of Bereshit. Bereshit, we write it the following way. Bet, Resh, Aleph, Shin, Yud, and Taf. This is called Bereshit. Now, books, not one book, books are written only on this name. To explain what this name is, if I stand today, 1 year talk to you, I won't finish what is this means. But I'm going to make it simple to you and give it to you for all the future reference. Bet stands for bitachon. Bitachon means confidence. Self-confidence. Bitachon. That means I am sure that I will make it. In everything. My heart doesn't shake. I have strengths, inner strengths. That's called bitachon. That's the bet of Bereshit. Resh stands for Ratzon. And what is Ratzon? Will. A man, a person, a woman that doesn't have will. Will, power, doesn't worth a penny. But will of to do what? To say to himself no. To be able to control himself. When has to say yes. When no, no. How many things do we do that is not good for us? Why? We don't have logic. We don't have brain. We are not smart. We are not educated. So why we cannot control? Willpower. I don't have willpower. Where do I get this willpower? Only from one source. God. How much am I worth? It all depends how much willpower I have. If I am a reactionary person, I react to everything that life throws at me. And I am at the mercy of everybody else. Do I have any willpower? I am a slave. A slave cannot get close to God. Because I belong to someone else. Only I can get close to God if I am free. If I am a slave, I belong to someone else. Now, this is the Ratzon. So from the Bereshit, I start Bitachon, self-confidence, Resh Ratzon, Aleph, Emunah. Now what is Emunah? It's faith. What is faith? Faith is not something that we say, you know what, I have a lot of faith. Faith is that you do something in your life and you reach a point that all the doors closes to you. You absolutely realize that your power cannot do anything. Absolutely are sure. And suddenly a door opens. And you realize that there was a force beyond your control that took you through. You realize it. You feel it. That feeling brings you faith. If you have not felt this, you don't know what faith is. Faith is not is that, you know, I hope God is going to really, you know, God. After all, I am yours, you know. To whom can I? You are the boss. I love you. Give me, you know, this time only. And tomorrow I forget him. No, that's not faith. Hope is not faith. Belief is not faith. Faith is that I honestly, in all my heart, I hit the bottom. And I didn't have no alternative. And there was a force that I know came to my rescue. The recognition. Only that recognition brings you faith. So that is Aleph. Now what is Shin? Shekhinah. Shekhinah is love. None of you will enjoy life if you don't have love in your life. First we start loving stupid things, excuse my language. But slowly, slowly we understand the value of love. And we respect love. And if we don't have love in our life, and love is not infatuation. Not at all. Love is not a business either. Love is not a scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. Love is because you do it because your heart desires to do it, irrelevant whether I get paid or not. I'm not even looking for that. I do it because inside me likes to do it. That's love. Shekhinah represents that love. And I want in my life, again, to be bitachon, there be a ratzon, there be a emunah, and there be a love. And what is yud? Yirah. Now those who have been in the class, they are a little bit familiar, but don't worry if you are not familiar, it becomes familiar to you. What is yirah? One aspect of it, to have awesomeness of Creator, to know how awesome it is. Example we gave you. There is a star, inchi binchi star, has light of his own. It takes 200 million light years, that light to get here to me, for me to see. 200 million light years. How big this thing is? How big this is? Can't imagine. Now, look at the small part. Take a DNA, you see it under the microscope. Take that DNA, DNA is folded. It's like a paper folded, makes one DNA. Now if you open these folded papers, it covers the distance from Earth to Moon. And that's only in one DNA. Now who is this Creator that can create the ends of the infinite on tip of your finger, my friend? Look at that. Who has your fingerprint? He put infinite at tip of your finger. And in the mathematics, we don't know how to define even infinite. But he puts it at tip of my finger. That's the God we are talking. And when I get to know him more and more, I will have his awesomeness. I have yirah. Now there is another aspect to this yirah. Is that fear. Why do I need to have fear in my heart? Not from my God. But the fear of doing something. Of not getting close to my source of Creator, but to go further away from my Creator. That's called yirah too. That's called fear too. I don't want to be a bad person. I really don't want to do mistakes, and I don't want to do or be a cause of a pain to anybody. You know, when we get married, we take a glass and we break it. And why the men do it? Why the ladies? Ladies don't have strong legs. They have pretty strong legs. Why the men do? As are small things. To remind a man, what you broke, you cannot fix. You broke it, you got it, it's yours. Keep it. If you believe, if you are sincere, if you are honest, your intentions are good, what you're stepping on, what you're breaking, you will not fix again. That's to remind you right from the first step of marriage. If you look at marriage as a business deal, how about having a contract, you know, what is mine, you know, I got it from my great-great-grandfather. I mean, you have your bank account, I have my bank account, what is yours, what is mine, but sometimes if you want to share a bed, it's okay. That's not a marriage. That's business. And the Torah is teaching us that the purpose of that God created man and a woman, create them male and female, has a purpose. It's to bring a completeness. If I can create unity within my own unit, that is my family, I can bring unity to my surrounding. But if I cannot bring unity into my own family, and I'm not responsible, I certainly cannot bring unity outside. Therefore, if I don't bring unity, I will not reach a destination called Echad. Now, is there a mitzvah called divorce? Yes, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. God gave in a source that you can really, under circumstances, have divorce. Unfortunately, I look at beautiful faces here that they are future mothers and future bride and grooms. But we as Jew, we have tremendous amount of problem of failure in marriage. We are afraid to get married. The boy from the girl and girl from the boy. Because we miss the essence and the reason of marriage. Marriage is something holy. It's tremendously holiness into it. And one has to recognize what is the purpose of this marriage. And it's very difficult. Extremely difficult. The whole point is that why am I really looking for so many girls? Why do you think the girlfriend-boyfriend business started? It's really the boy is looking for a soulmate. The soul of the boy is looking for a soulmate because he knows there is a part of me is missing. That's why I'm looking for a soulmate. So then I took this desire that within me, boiling me to find my soulmate, is that, okay, I go boyfriend with this girl and boyfriend with that girl, and after a while, oh, okay, I had a steak, now I want to have fish. It's not eating. It's a purpose to it. So when we did the love into it, yirah into it, and what is tough at the end? Tough at the end. Come on. Who said that? Bravo. All this, conclusion, bottom line, Bereshit, just the word of Bereshit tells me. You want to have bitachon, you want to have self-confidence, you want to have ratzon, you want to have willpower, you want to have yirat shamayim, you want to have love in your life, you want to have emunah in your life. Torah is your way. That's why bet has only opening to go forward. Nothing backward. Even though there was a time before, I use only my previous experiences only to put me forward. That's why I say I go back in order to go to future. I go back and recognize what I have learned. Learn from my own experiences and to go forward. Now, we discussed that it's important a person to base his life on what? What is important that I base my life upon? What foundation is most important foundation for a person to base its life upon it? Where do you like to build your life upon? Emet. The truth. The truth. I want in my heart, when I talk to someone or someone talk to me through emet. I don't want anybody to deal with me, not in a true way. So my foundation, because I don't want anybody to be other than emet with me, my foundation of life wants to be emet. Okay, very good. Now, where do I find this emet? In my brain? Or in my heart? Where do we find in emet? Why not in the brain? Because the brain, first of all, I cannot control the thought. And brain can understand emet, but at the same time, cannot recognize emet. The emet is recognized only in deepest part of my heart. When we bring the Torah outside, what do we say? That we say Torah emet, Shaddai is emet, or Moshe is emet. That means the only place that I find really emet is the Torah. The first letter in the Torah is Bet. The last letter in the Torah is Lamed. Lamed Bet is what? Lev. So where do I find the Emet? If the Bet is the beginning of the Torah and Lamed is the last letter of the Torah, is in between, which is in my heart. That's where the emet I can find. That means, when I take and study the Torah, and I take it to my heart, and execute it in my heart, Torah is not a mental trip. Torah has a part understanding, and a part doing. These two are not separated. There is action, and there is understanding. And this understanding, this action has to come through the understanding. That's why the Torah starts with Bet and finishes with Lamed. I want to read you one more thing. It says Bereshit, the first word is Bet. But the last word of Bereshit is Taf. Bara, the last word of Bara is what? Aleph. So Taf, Aleph. Bereshit bara Elohim. The last letter of Elohim is what? Mem. So Aleph, Mem, Taf, Emet. First word that he says, Bereshit bara Elohim, he's talking about Emet. That's the first. Whenever you want to deviate from your way, give yourself a chance. Sit down. Don't react. Don't move. Look at the emet of the situation. Then react. That's how emet is important. Has to be the first step of your life. This execution of emet. Now, where do I know where the emet is? Can I look at the emet? Can I see emet? Can I know emet? Only one place I find the emet. In the Torah. Why do I want the emet? Because I want the emet to help me to change the emet. Because I need to be changed. How do I know that I need to change? One is a common sense. If I look and act like God, I become closer. Because likeness brings affinity. Dislikeness brings distance. If you are with somebody, have the same character and same habits and same things that you like, you become close friends. But if your habits and your what you like is not like the other person, you cannot be friend. This is a common sense. So if I act like God, I become close to God. If I don't act like God, I become further away from God. Since God is the God of truth, my life has to be truth. Since God is God of sharing, I have to learn how to share. Now share to who? Share with who? Do I marry a woman for sake of the woman, or I marry a woman for sake of God? Do I marry a woman for sake of the woman? Yes? So that is selfish. You see? No, I'm not married because of myself. Then where the sharing came? I tell you why I get married. I married for sake of God. I really married. And I'm going to be a good husband not because of my wife, because of my God. I'm going to be true not because of my wife, because of my God. I'm going to be a good father, not because of my children, because of God. I'm going to love my kids because of God. Which God? The part of God is within my wife. The part of God that within my children. I love the truth in my children. I love the truth in my wife. Because truly she is my wife. That's the truth. But if I say I love my wife because I want to love her, that's the selfish aspect. Because one day when she's not going to cook me the food that I like, then I say she's not a good wife. But no matter what, she has to be a good wife for me, even if I am personally angry. And it happens. But it still doesn't diminish my love. And it shouldn't diminish my love. Now, we are going to go through this course, and hopefully next week, what I promise you is already made, and Daniel, I think, finalized the last part tonight. For us to understand the characteristic of Hashem, of the Creator, which we call Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, which we talked, the seven characteristic that is within us. That's why we are in the life world of seven planets and seven seas and seven rivers and seven notes of music and seven colors and seven levels of belts in the heaven and all the sevens that we have, 7 days of creation. We're going to learn those forces. We're going to continue on Cheshvan. We're going to go step by step, day by day, and we're going to study this Torah and go this Torah that really how God dictated that I made to make a mistake. There are certain things in the creation that doesn't change. Is ever sun comes from west? Does sun ever comes out in the west or north? Always comes east. Why? Certain things God fixed it. Certain things God did not fix and allowed evolution. But certain things is not going to ever change. What is the reason that God has fixed certain things and not fixed everything? For very good reason. To allow me to experience and make mistakes. We do make mistakes. And we learn from our mistakes. But the smartness is that to learn from our mistakes. Now, I won't push more than this, because I would like every time to open a quorum for question. The difficulty is not the answer. Believe me, very soon you will realize the difficulty is not the answers. The answers are all there. Answer comes before the question. Our problem is to find the questions. And that's why I want to encourage you and force you really to look for questions. Because the questions are a vessel for answer. And the answer is the light. The question is the vessel. If you don't have the questions, you do not have the vessel to put light into it. The more you ask question and you are seek answers, the more richer you become. Now, who wants to ask the first question? Yes, please. Okay. There are 1,000 words that we can start with letter B. And how come out of those 1,000 words, God chose Bereshit? Why is Bitachon? Bravo. What is the word Bracha? Which starts with B. And B stands for Bracha. And I tell you where from where we know. God first created 22 letters. Created 22 letters prior even writing the Torah. We know it through Chachamim. I was not there when God created the letters. I came after. I cannot possibly know. I gotta trust him. He's the God. He's the boss. That I accepted. There are 13 axioms that I accept. That he's the God, and God is true, and the Torah is emet. That's part of the 13 axioms that I accept. Now, Bet stands, he says everybody came, the 22 letters, starting from Taf, Shin, Resh, Kuf, they came in line, and they came to Creator, and they said, you know God, we understand you want to write the Torah. How about starting my letter with the Torah, your Torah? The Torah that you are respecting so much, why don't you start with mine? So the Taf came and gave an argument. And God says, oh yeah, your argument is very good, but you know what? Taf is part of Mavet. I really don't like this Mavet business. So, you know what? It's not a good idea to start with a letter that has a sense of Mavet in it. And then, he left. He says, you know, Taf, you're good for this and this and this and this and this. Go. What is the purpose of all this? Is to tell us what is the energy force of each letter. Shin came to God. He says, God, how are you? Do you feel good? I love you very much. You know, I'm a very good name here. This Shin, Shamayim is good. Shekhinah is written with Shin. So why don't you start with the Torah with Shin? God says, oh, that's, you're right. You're very good. But Shin is in Sheker. Lie. So I don't want to start this Torah Emet business with Sheker. So you go. It continues till it reaches Bet. And Bet comes in. He says, you know what you represent? You represent Bracha. And what is Bracha? Who can explain to me what Bracha is? In English, how we say Bracha, the best closest word, blessing. And what is blessing? I mean, we use it, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, what? What is blessing? What good thing? Is the chair good? For a person who doesn't have a chair, he's really good. Okay? Now, bracha is that energy force that gives you the power to finish your tikkun.
One more time.
Bracha is that energy force that gives you that energy, that willpower that you can finish your tikkun. You cannot finish your tikkun without the bracha. That's the blessing of God. And when I ask blessing for someone, that God give him that energy force that he can finish his job. Do you want to leave this world without finishing your job? You're interested to come back again?
Can we stop
you? You have the choice. But would you? You want to cop out?
No. Can we stop from coming back?
Yeah. Finish your job. Up to you. Gives you everything. Puts the whole world at your disposal. It's the wheel. Now. So, bracha is that power. And if I have it, that's the answer to your question. I know you are in thoughts going all over. The bracha is that force, energy force, that I can finish my process and I can reach my goal. And if I have that, what do I fear? If I have that, what do I fear? Bitachon. Nothing in the world, when you know that you are doing right, Even though you are in pain, but you are doing good. Even though you sweat and you work hard. You work very hard. But you know that at the end, there is a good result. While you are working, are you working with all your will and all your power or not? That's bitachon. That's confidence. Because you know that's going to take you to destination. And by the way, when God looked at him and says, you know, you are the bracha, I'm going to start the Torah because Torah is the bracha, and I want to start the book that gives bracha, Aleph took his hand and went out. And God told him, hey, where are you going? He says, God, you already decided. What am I going to give you an argument? What do you want me to tell you? You're God. You decided already. He says, you know, you are very humble. That's why I start my Ten Commandments with you. And that's why the Ten Commandments starts with Aleph. And Aleph is the beginning and the first always belongs to God. That's why we don't know the cause of the causes, because the cause is always God. And we don't see the cause. Look at this. Now, I give you an example. Very good. You see this pen? Yes? Do you know how many hours and who started to think about this design and the idea of this pen and calling it Expo and designing it this way? Do you know how much time the guy has spent on it? Do you know what was the reason he created this, really? Do you know what it went in his head? Do you know how many hours and nights he worked on this? All those are concealed to you. Those are the causes. What do you see only? The end result. We only see end results. 99% of the truths we are missing. That's in every aspect. And Kabbalah is there to teach you that to see the 99%, not the 1%. That's only 1%. 99% is missing, my friends. And this is throughout our life. We only see the final effect. We don't see how much time, how much energy, what idea went into it. And you know what? We take it lightly. We take it lightly in the morning, we open our eyes. We take it lightly that we are able to breathe. Until what time? Until the time that I want to breathe, but it doesn't come in. I have a hard time. Then you know, first thing I do, what I say? When I'm in trouble, the first thing I say is what? Oh my God. Oh, come on, where was the God all this time? Understand what we are. And the sooner we get control of this, our life, for good or bad, and it's going to be hard, and it is hard, and there is difficulty. Look out there. It's not, they are not giving candies out. Not every day is Halloween. It's better that I control myself from the beginning. It is unfair for a girl and for a man not to get married and have a happy life. It's unfair to break a marriage. It's unfair to go through life with no partner. It's unfair to not feel to bring continuity. And we have caused it. We are the cause that there is no trust between the girl and the boys because of our selfishness. We want the cake and we want to eat it too. And that comes out of selfishness. But selfishness attracts selfishness. Look at the character. The characters that I have attracts the characters similar to me. An addicted person looks for who? Another addicted person. Then they can share the time the same. Next question. Yes, please. Holy. Yes.
It just seems like a very pressure, like a task that's not
Very good question. Don't push me. That's what you are saying. Leave me alone. Don't bother me. Why do you asking? No, I'm exaggerating. Why do you ask me to change? I like it the way it is. Why are you shaking the boat? I'm exaggerating. But I believe I know what you are asking. That's, I am made not only this aspect, this body that you see, that the blood is rushing through it. It's only the aspect of the nefesh. I am the end extension of myself. There is more to me. There is my soul. And there is my neshama. Prior a child come to this world, and we're going to, there is a way to prove it, we see it. When a man and a woman, they get together, they want to have zivug, they want to come close together, to create, that moment, each one of them have a consciousness of that moment. That consciousness affects the sperm of the man, and that consciousness affects the egg of the woman. At that moment, time, space, these two consciousness create a beginning. The third party, the third partner, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creator, the one that I really don't know his name, looks at this nucleus and recognizes that what kind of energy can utilize this shell, this nucleus, in order to polish itself, better itself. As far as neshama is concerned, my higher self. So he sends to the world of all the neshamot. There is a world that all the neshamot are one there. Specifically calls the neshama. He says, come here. You see down here? This is going to be your future father. This is your going to be your future mother. And this is going to be your life. Step by step, from the beginning to the end, God shows neshama. And you know what this neshama does? He goes on your knee, on his knees. Says, God, don't send me down there. Look at it, how dirty I get. Look at this guy, what he does. He takes me places that I don't want to go, but he takes me. He does with me things that I don't want to do, and he does. So don't send me down there. He says, no, look, you're going to go, but you see at the end, it's going to be really good time. So the neshama chooses his father. The neshama chooses his mother. Not the mother, father choose the neshama. The neshama choose the father. He says, you mother is going to be the best mother. You're going to really teach me the fact of life. And father, you're going to be the seed that I am going to, through your DNA, I'm going to accomplish my accomplishment. And he comes down. So it's not by force. The neshama, when it comes here, just a moment, who is ready to die today? Right now. Free. Dr. So-and-so is ready to execute. Come on. Nobody is ready to die. Why? Hey, come on. Too many good things around here. Why don't I want to die, really? Why the man that is old man, he's in bed, he cannot breathe, he cannot eat, they're going to put tube here, tube there, tube up, everywhere, and they say, do you want to die? No. Why? He doesn't want to die. You know why? Because the neshama says, look, a little bit longer, you're going to do a little bit more. The longer you stay here, all the forces, all the things that is happening to you, they only polish your neshama. It's not force. But when you are down here, in certain respects, you have free will. And what's the free will? Only free will is when you have desire to receive. Then you have a free will. How to receive it? For what purpose to receive it? If you give, there's no problem in giving. I'm giving away. I am taking responsibility. Say, you want a car? take the responsibility. You take the responsibility. I don't have responsibility. In giving, I don't have a responsibility. But if I take it, I have a responsibility. Now I have a responsibility. Now I got to make decisions. I make a decision. Look, if I make a good decision, there is reward. Do you believe this world is a reward and punishment? Come on, look at a dog. The dog does good, you give him a candy. The dog doesn't do good, you say, bad boy, bad boy, bad boy. Next time, when you say bad boy, the dog is not going to do. This is Pavlov. Already proved it. I am no any better than the animal. The only thing that I have intelligence. So God says, you are animal plus. So do better than animal. Don't stay in the world of animal, everything for me, me, me. What animal does? What is the animal does day and night? For what? Eats, sleeps, create. Anything else? Gets up in the morning, is okay. Food, good. Have a sleep, good. Now, let's do something with all this energy. That's the animal. Next question. And the neshama. Very good. If we want to go piece by piece, many, many, many things. Nun stands for two things. Nun stands for 50th gate of understanding at the same time. At the same time stands nefila. That means falling down. In order for you to go up, what do you got to do? You gotta go down. In order for me to jump higher, I go on a dive. What do? I push the dive down in order to push me up. That's this energy. Now then there is energy of Shem. Shem means, what's your name? What's your name?
What,
yes.
Yuval.
When I say Yuval, do you say yes? Because it's your name, because it represents you. So this Nun is going to have a name, a vessel, a frame, to come and create a hay. If we read the Bereshit, it says, Behei Baram. God created the world with the hay. Five. This hay, the final hay, is what God took and created the whole world. On the auspices of hay. Now, look at it. Here. Mem hay. In Hebrew means ma. Who asked ma? Adam. Question. Ma. What is this? Only Adam has the power to ask ma. Ma by itself is 45. Adam. Now, look at it different way. Nun Shin. We said Mem Hei is Adam. Nun Shin. If I make a sin, what is sin in Hebrew? Chet. Starts with what? Chet. The word Chet. If you put Chet between Nun and Shin, what happens? Nachash, what is the Nachash? It's the snake. The snake that took us from the right way to the left way. So this neshama, this higher self, is that energy, tikkun, that can bring about to the world of tikkun through chet, through sins, through mistakes, through questions, through connection to the Shin, which we learn. Through coming down, falling and getting up again. Falling and getting up again. Like the heart that goes down and up and down and up. And does it stop the heart? It does. But in a very smart way. In order to reach the tikkun. But in order for neshama to do, Neshama needs an extension. Exactly like the body that needs a hand to do things. Neshama has two hands. Ruach, hand of sharing. Nefesh, hand of receiving. And when these two together, they get together, how many hands do I have? How many hands do I have? Three. Why three? Is one hand right hand. One is left hand. And when these two get together, my hand alone cannot do it. That's the third hand when these two get together. When these two get together, my ruach and nefesh, they get balanced and they work for sake of sharing. Receiving for sake of sharing. Not only receiving, but receiving, because to the end of my life I'm going to be receiving. I need to breathe. I need to eat. God created me. Why? God couldn't create me to eat? Not to eat? He could have put me in a battery, in me, atomic battery, could have lived 120 years without eating. Why? He forced me to eat. He forced me to breathe. I cannot stop breathing. Do I have free will in not breathing? Do I have free will not to eat? How many days can I stop eating? He forces me for a reason. Why eating? And the first sin happened in what? In eating. The whole sin started from eating. Why? He said, look, when you are putting something in your mouth, think about it before you put it in your mouth. You gotta think about it. Don't think it is just a push it in, push it in. Give me, give me. We are the same people that would eat, enjoy, and then go and vomit it and eat again. This is human being. Because of pleasure. And God made it this way for me to recognize how weak I can become, how ridiculous I can become, that I justify every kind of a pleasure because there is a pleasure. The beauty of discipline is, when even though something is mutar, that means it's something you earned it and it's yours, you to be able to push it back and say no. Very good. I don't know. I really don't know. You know what I don't know? I don't know the truth. You are absolutely right. But would I want to experience and build the wheel from the beginning and experience everything? Do you really want to experience all the pains of learning? Do you have to experience everything in your life? You won't have enough time. So what am I supposed to do? Learn the truth from those who seek the truth and found the truth. That's why I have teachers. That's why I have father and mother. If I ignore the experience of the father, why he says this? Doesn't say love your father and mother. It says respect your father and mother. Why respect? Respect, kavod means connection. Don't lose your connection with your father and mother. As uneducated as they are, they have something that me and you, we don't have, is experience. And experience is, huh?
You still have questions.
Ask question. Of course, most important thing is to ask question. Most important thing is not the answers. The answers are there. The answers are there prior you ask question. But if you say, well, I don't know. I mean, how many of you really moving on a question? You don't have question? You mean everything in the life is clear for you guys? I mean, you got it all solved, packed? Or you think time is going to do a good job on you? I promise you, time is going to do a good job on you. You're going to get old. And suddenly you're going to wake up and smell the coffee and say, oh my God, what have I done with my life? Take the opportunity. Whenever you take the fish out, the fish is fresh. Right now, start. Start the day. And the first thing, it starts with commitment. I know I'm taking too much time. I'm going to read one very important thing. I promised this Shabbat to do it for you guys. And if you guys like it, I'm going to give you a copy of it. And for this, the introduction of today's class, which was introduction after a month of having a holiday, will be good. What is simcha? What is joy? What is joy? Follow this simcha. That is simcha. Did I write it correctly? Okay. Now, simcha means yesh. Same letters. Moach. Yesh, moach. What is moach? That means you have your mind started working. Now, how do I get simcha? You know who made the man make a mistake? Nachash. Noon, we said, is 50. God in the Torah tells me, you know how you're going to kill the Nachash? You're going to get his head, and he's going to bang it his head because he was the one that made you to make sin. Now, if I take this noon and I break it into two parts, Yud and Mem. If I add, instead of the noon, Yud Mem, which is the same numerical value, what is remained? Simcha. So the only time that you can have joy, a true joy, is to kill the snake in you. And what's the snake in us? Desire to receive for oneself alone. Desire to receive for oneself alone. Then you will have joy. Now, I'm going to read this for you. Excuse my English. I know 12 languages. English is the goodest. So here we go. What is simcha? At every stage in a person's spiritual growth, there is an aspect of the Torah and mitzvot which is revealed to him. Each one of us, depending to our level, we know that much of a Torah and that much of a mitzvot you do. And don't think that you guys don't do mitzvot, even the one says, well, I never exercise Judaism, but he does or she does mitzvot just by being alive, just by breathing. A level he can understand and practice. And then there is a higher level that is as yet concealed through prayers, the level that was previously concealed becomes revealed. Now what is prayer? It's meditation. And I go inside myself. And in time we will learn. The level that was previously concealed becomes revealed, leaving an even higher concealed level to aspire to. When you know more, what kind of a feeling do you get? How much more you don't know. And that inspires you. Simcha is when one constantly advances from one level to a level, turning the concealed into revealed. That's the only way we can have joy. Is to reveal the Torah that is within us. Every one of us, as per Zohar, when we are in the womb of the mother, Hashem teaches us the totality of the Torah. We know the Torah. We only have to remember it. I wish you all good months. I wish you success. I wish you joy and simcha. And by the way, my train will not go anywhere unless you are on it. So God bless you next week.
Thank you.